The Islamic Revolution leader urges more legal and executive support for women. Guam 1 missiles are delivered to the IRGC in great numbers. Massive anti-US and NATO protests are held near Karachi. Also tonight, protests continue as the Spanish people go to the polls. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful. Hi, you're watching Evening Live here on Channel 4 News from the capital Tehran. It's 11 p.m. Sunday, May 22nd. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says Islam attaches a high status for women as the main pillars of the family, urging more legal and executive support when it comes to the women's right. The leader said that in an address to hundreds of elite women on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, the beloved daughter of the Prophet Muhammad. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that the upbringing of elite women who can have a say on most sensitive issues of the country amounts to a monumental achievement for the Islamic Republic. Ayatollah Khamenei then commented that the faulty and unfair view of the West over the status of the women and family has resulted in the current crisis over the issue. The Islamic Revolution leader added the West's rejection of hijab takes its roots in the fact that proper covering poses a serious challenge to their strategic policies. Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi left Tehran for the Indonesian island of Bali. Salehi is to participate in the 16th ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement NAM. The meeting of the 118-member movement will be held in Bali from May 23rd to 27th to discuss leading global issues including human rights, climate change, pandemics, food security and development. The meeting will mark the 50th anniversary of the NAM that was established in September 1961 in former Yugoslavia. Ahead of his trip to Indonesia, the Iranian foreign minister is scheduled to pay a brief visit to the Chinese capital Beijing to hold talks with his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi. On the threshold of the 1982 liberation anniversary of Khorramshahr, the IRGC received a new ballistic missile system. The new surface-to-surface missiles, Guam-1, were successfully tested and delivered to the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps in great numbers. Addressing the ceremony, Defense Minister Ahmad Vahidi said that mass production of Guam-1 missiles indicates Tehran's self-sufficiency in producing different types of missiles. Referring to the detailed specifications of the newly mass-produced ballistic missile, Vahidi said that Guam-1 is the country's first finless missile. The minister added that the very special design of the missile makes its detection by radars and air defense systems difficult. Iran has opened a national research center for transgenic mouse. The operation of the center means that Iran has achieved indigenous technology for production and proliferation of transgenic mice. The production of transgenic mouse involves alterations in a number of genes for laboratory tests of medications for human diseases. According to the research center officials, Iran is now generating 100 biotechnology products and that the number is planned to soar to 150 by 2015. Above 30 Iranian companies have joined a gathering in the capital Tbilisi to become familiar with investment opportunities in Georgia. The get-together, also attended by 35 Georgian companies, aims to get the attendees familiar with investment laws and infrastructure ventures in the Caucasus country of Georgia. Energy transfer, road and construction building, as well as constructing water and sewage treatment systems are among the work offers for the Iranian engineers there. Some representatives of the Georgian companies say the gathering brings in a great opportunity for Iranian investors in the Georgian market. On the margins of the gathering, Iran's ambassador to Georgia referred to a 42% increase in trade relations with Georgia in 2010 compared to the year before. The southern city of Shiraz is widely known as the poetic capital of Iran. In the field of Islamic philosophy, however, Shiraz has introduced Mullah Sadra, the master of illuminationist or Ishraq school of philosophy. May 22nd has been designated as the National Mullah Sadra Day in Iran. We have a report.
Muhammad Ibrahim Qawami Shirazi, a great Iranian philosopher who later became known as Mullah Sadra, was born in Shiraz in a notable family of court officials in 1571. Mullah Sadra completed his education at Isfahan and was trained under supervision of Mirdamad and Sheikh Baha'i. He spent a lengthy period of his lifetime in exile. In 1612, he was asked to abandon his exile to teach and run this school, which later was named Khane School.
Here we are in Khane School, in which Mullah Sadra used to teach his pupils, who were really eager and interested in his ideas and theories.
One of the most famous Quran schools of Iran,
yes.
Which is very difficult to pronounce the name. The main thing we know is merely like from the Lonely Planet guidebook. But it appears to be that it was really interesting building and really interesting story about how it was built.
This school is the biggest school in Shiraz, which was built about 400 years ago. And Mullah Sadra used to have his teaching courses in the winters in the room up there.
Mullah Sadra died in Basra after the Hajj pilgrimage and was buried in the city of Najaf, Iraq.
Yemeni protesters continue to call for the departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The protests came after the embattled president refused to sign a Persian Gulf Cooperation Council brokered initiative that would bring an end to his rule. Saleh, who had previously vowed to put his signature on the deal, set new preconditions for the pact. The refusal geared the ire of the nation as they vowed to press on with 4 months of protests until Saleh signs up to the plan for his departure. Thousands of people gathered near Karachi port city to stage a protest against violations of Pakistan's territory by the US and NATO forces. The angry protesters condemned the U.S. missile attacks on Pakistan's soil under the pretext of battle against terrorism. The ralliers described the attacks as violation of humanitarian laws and called on the government to do what it takes to stop the air raids. The U.S.-Pakistani relations are at a low point over the air raids, which have so far claimed dozens of civilian lives. Spaniards voted in local elections set to crush the ruling socialists, even as protesters fuming over mass unemployment defied a ban on their swelling movement. Demonstrators who blame mainstream politicians for a jobless rate of more than 21% refused to budge from a makeshift plastic-covered camp in central Madrid's square. Surveys forecast devastating losses for the socialists as voters take revenge for the destruction of millions of jobs and painful spending cuts, including reductions to state salaries. Many Spaniards have vowed not to cast a ballot to display their dissatisfaction with the government's economic decisions. And now let's have a quick look at some of the news in brief. A Georgian opposition party called for a day of rage on Wednesday to try to force President Mikhail Saakashvili to resign after police used tear gas and rubber bullets against protesters in the capital. The protesters accused Saakashvili of imposing autocratic rule on the former Soviet republic that sits on energy transit routes from the Caspian to Western Europe. Opponents of the pro-Western Saakashvili accuse him of monopolizing power since the 2003 Rose Revolution that ousted the post-Soviet old guard in the Caucasus state. Inmates at a Caracas prison are holding 15 officials hostage, including the warden. The inmates are demanding that prison officials be removed due to an incident in which they accuse National Guard troops of abusing some prisoners at La Planta. Officials are optimistic that they would reach an agreement in talks with the inmates. About 200 relatives of the prisoners blocked an adjacent highway to demand action by authorities. A train carrying dangerous chemicals derailed in southern Germany. The train was carrying a basic coolant for car engines, which is toxic and inflammable. Residents within a radius of 500 meters were evacuated, while anti-chemical police were working hard to get the leakage under control. Of the 25 wagons, 8 were derailed and 4 others were overturned, but no injuries were reported. Police blame technical troubles as the main cause of the accident. Repairing the International Space Station's cooling system was just one of the missions performed Sunday during an 8-hour and 7-minute spacewalk, the 6th longest in history. The astronauts refilled one of the station's cooling units with ammonia during their outer space marathon. Other tasks completed including lubricating a joint that allows a solar panel to track the sun and provide the station with power. It was the second of 4 spacewalks planned during the final mission of the space shuttle Endeavour, which docked Wednesday with the ISS. Iceland's biggest and most active subglacial volcano begins erupting, sending a plume of smoke and ash into the air. The eruption forced the country to temporarily shut its airspace. Here is more.
High above the clouds over Iceland, plumes of volcanic ash drift into the air. The Grímsvötn volcano is the country's most active, sending ash 20 kilometers into the sky above southeast Iceland. Although a few flights in the area have been grounded, officials say for now the smoke is wafting north, so it should not affect air traffic from Europe. The eruption from a different volcano over a year ago disrupted European flights for days. Officials say the ash from this volcano, though, is heavier than last year's ash, making it less likely to drift.
Finally, and into the world of sports, Iranian Taekwondo Kaz stole the show on the first day of the Asian University Taekwondo Championship in Kazakhstan. In the Kazakh city of Almaty, Iran garnered 5 gold medals in men's and women's events. Behzad Ilkhani, Hossein Tajik, Abbas Sheikhi, Fateme Nemati and Samane Rezai were Iran's gold winners. Akram Khodobande lost the final bout to settle for the silver medal. Taekwondokas from 10 Asian countries are present for the second continental event, which will wrap up on Monday. And that's all for this edition of IYB English News. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up next is the Nationwide Weather Report. Good night.